If the mean cannot be validated, evolutionary psychology cannot explain human nature. The meme is best described as a theoretical unit of self-replicating information, the partner of the theoretical selfish gene. Indeed, as Blackmore explains, we are part of a vast evolutionary process in which memes are the evolving replicator and we are the meme machines. Memes function like genes unless they are viral memes like religions, in which case they function like viruses. As a reductive approach to RSMEs, the meme is of vastly greater use than the selfish gene. Genes, however else we may wish to think of them, are strings of nucleotides in living cells that replicate the information that is essential for continuing life processes in daughter cells. The awkward dance around the question of whether genes as such can have independent purposes does not derive from observation of actual genes. It derives from materialist theories of evolution and of mind. In any event, as we have seen, RSMEs are not consistently useful in spreading genes. So the meme concept is analogous to the idea of genes and, when needed, to the idea of viruses or even phenotypes, but it is not constrained by the mundane functions or actions of any of these verified entities. As Dawkins explains, once the genes have provided their survival machines with brains that are capable of rapid imitation, the memes will automatically take over. We do not even have to posit a genetic advantage in imitation, though that would certainly help. All that is necessary is that the brain should be capable of imitation. Memes will then evolve that exploit the capacity to the full. Well, brains can imitate, and in Blackmore's view, this explains our incurably religious nature, our unusual forms of cooperation and altruism, our use of language, and our ability to defy our genes with birth control and genetic engineering. RSMEs, in her view, depend not merely on memes, but on entire meme plexes. When we look at religions from a meme's eye view, we can understand why they have been so successful. These religious memes did not set out with an intention to succeed. They were just behaviors, ideas, and stories that were copied from one person to another in the long history of human attempts to understand the world.